Mexico's Attorney General Eduardo Medina Mora says that 5,376 people have been murdered in drug cartel-related violence this year. That's a 117% increase compared to the first 11 months of 2007. And he says the violence is likely to grow worse before it peaks. The cartels are not only using violence as an implement to achieve their aims. They also have vast amounts of money at their fingertips, which Mexican authorities say they're using as a multi-pronged weapon of corruption. Mexican authorities recently arrested the former head of Mexico's federal anti-narcotics effort, Noé Ramírez. He's accused of accepting a $450,000 bribe from a narcotics cartel in return for information. Attorney General Medina Mora says the arrest was achieved because of close and crucial cross-border intelligence cooperation with the United States.
The real problem of trust comes from the fact that you deny the problems or you do nothing about them. When you face them with determination, this is how you build trust, and this is what we are doing with the unbelievable support of the U.S. Department of Justice and the DEA.
The United States is providing Mexico with almost half of the first $400 million from the $1.4 billion Merida initiative. The money is being used for helicopters, planes, inspection equipment, and training programs. The Mexican ambassador for North American Affairs, Carlos Rico, says the U.S. assistance sends a clear message to the drug cartels that Mexico's not alone in its struggle with criminal organizations.
The basic message is that Mexico and the United States are committed to fully cooperating against a common enemy, organized crime. Transnational organized crime is a menace to the populations of both countries, and we are committed on both sides of the border to fight with all our might against that scourge.
Ambassador Rico says that vigilance and hard work have uncovered major corruption that threatens both countries.
As anybody that looks at the problem from a realistic point of view will know, the kinds of resources, I'm not just talking about financial resources, but even arms, the kinds of weapons that these people have, give them a tremendous leverage against people in all levels of all governments in the world. ATF has, in its own statements to the U.S. Congress, said that over 90% of U.S. weapons that are taken from organized crime in Mexico come from the U.S.
In Ambassador Rico's view, the fundamental problem is the continuing demand for illegal narcotics in the United States, which remains largely undiminished.
The key market in this case is a U.S. market that, in spite of the very, very impressive efforts that the U.S. government has put into reducing demand, has remained as pretty much what used to be a few years ago. So as long as that demand is there and the impressive possibility of amazing profits is there for illegal operators and criminal organizations, it's going to be pretty much impossible for Mexico to solve the issue.
Ambassador Rico says officials are determined to press on with the fight against drug corruption, but his optimism is confronted by torture, beheadings, and other mutilations that are becoming commonplace in some parts of Mexico as the cartels fight a murderous war for multi-million dollar routes into the United States.
No, I'm convinced that we will prevail. We will be facing, of course, very, very significant challenges. Many people may feel discouraged at some points, but I'm convinced, fully convinced, and this is something that President Calderón has injected on all of us. His commitment has really permeated all of his collaborators. We are convinced that we will prevail.
But the challenges to the government and Mexican society are daunting. In addition to the growing number of drug-related murders during the past year, a judge recently ordered the arrest of Mexico's former acting federal police chief, Gerardo Garay. According to the Attorney General's office, he's accused of connections with the drug cartel and stealing money from a mansion during a drug trafficking raid. For VOA News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.